Hello everyone, welcome back to the podcast, Calisthenics Bodybuilding Podcast. I want to talk about push-ups today and quick talk on push-ups and people's opinion on how to get a push-up, progressions in push-ups, people's opinion on the areas you need to build to do a push-up. Now, not everybody can do a push-up still out there. There's many people out there that cannot do a push-up. There's people out there that can do a great push-up, but it's the way they're doing it. And the lever in execution, in my opinion, will be a huge factor when it comes to executing a push-up, a good push-up, proper push-up, if you will, what they say. Now, a beginner would do push-ups off of the knees. Really good beginner push-up, but one's opinion, someone said that doing push-ups on the knees actually takes away from the areas that you need to build to get a good push-up. And I want to disagree with that. I want to disagree with that one. The alternative that they put up or that they said is to do incline push-ups, which I agree with also. Both positions are good. Both are effective for the beginner of a push-up. And I agree to use both of those. But it also depends on the lever of the push-up and the execution on where it will strengthen the core, it will strengthen the legs, it'll strengthen the posterior chain, it'll strengthen the shoulders. In order to get a good push-up, okay? Both are good. I don't put one over top of the other, but I do have to throw out there that push-ups on the knees are just as effective as incline push-ups. This is that person's opinion. This is going to be my opinion that push-ups on knees are very effective. It just depends on execution. Now, when you're doing the push-up on the knees, okay, you don't want the butt in the air, and you don't want your hips to be too low. See, what you want to do when you're on the knees, you want to move the body forward. So that way, when the body's moved forward, the legs are almost at a 45-degree angle. Okay, you can have your shins closer to the ground, a little bit up off the ground. It depends on the person. Let me throw that out there too, because everyone's built differently. Everyone's genetic chain is going to be different. So let me throw that out there also. Some people may have shoulder issues, and that goes into say that the body could be built a little bit differently than the next person. Some people may have their elbows flared out, and it's hard for them to bring the elbows back, almost like the wings of an airplane. So when you're doing push-ups on the knees, like I said, you want to have the lever to move forward. The legs are at a 45-degree angle. The hips are at a 45-degree angle also, okay? You want your hands under your shoulders, if not a little bit further. We're not going into a full pseudo push-up here, but it's almost borderline it. You want your hands to definitely be under the shoulders, sorry. So when you're coming down, this part of the push-up, especially for women, for the women listeners, this is for you. This is for the guys too, but this is really big for the female listeners. Females do the push-ups on knees. But men as well can do push-up on knees also as beginners. But women, upper body strength, this is perfect for women building upper body strength. Because women are already going to have the leg strength already to execute a push-up. Not all women. But I'm telling you right now, you will build the legs to do a good push-up. And I'm going to go into that also. When you're on the knees, like I said, have your hands under your shoulders. Do not have the hands forward. because it's going to make the exercise easier, but it's not going to be hitting the torso and the chest area and the shoulders like it should be doing, including the core. You want to have, when you have your hands under the shoulders, you come down, okay? You want to keep your hips aligned with your legs. Once you have your legs and your glutes at a 45 degree angle, they do not move from that point whatsoever at all. This is going to help strengthen the core as well, because women have, like I said before, not all women's core is stronger than the next woman's core. This is going to also help strengthen the core too. When you come down, full push-up, you can touch the ground and then push back up. That's also going to help strengthen your pushing power. It's also going to help strengthen the shoulders and all the other surrounding muscles. The triceps is going to help strengthen the core as well. Once you have that down, you want to keep repeating that push-up, and then over time, you can move the hands back a little bit further to strengthen the upper body, because a lot of women are going to need the upper body strength to bang out some push-ups. And if you bang out 10 good push-ups, that's really good. Beast mode. Women. Okay. To strengthen the legs. Women. To strengthen the legs. Squats are definite. And deadlift are definite. But what I would have the women doing is a lot of squatting. A lot of squatting, but then it goes into how you do the squat. Once again, execution. Execution and positioning when it comes to the squat. When I see a lot of women squatting today, a lot of women squat down as if they're doing like a powerlifting squat. And this is just body weight. But I do see women doing the same thing with a barbell squat, okay? When you're doing a bodyweight squat, you definitely want to have the chest up, the head up, back arched. And you want to come down almost as if you're going to sit in a chair. You want to keep the tension on the quads and the glutes. You want to push up, tensing the glutes. Same thing when you do deadlift. Have the chest up, shoulders back, head up, back arch, straight. And when you pull the bar up, you're not going to move the arms at all. The arms are going to stay in one position. Once you get your hands on the bar and you pull the weight, the arms should already be locked in one position to where they do not move, almost like stanchions. You're going to clench the glutes as you're coming up. But as I said before, that goes into execution as well. Core also, when it comes to the squat and the deadlift. When I have women doing squats, push-ups, deadlift, they're doing the push-up to where the hands are moved forward. So when I correct them and make the move harder on the way it should be done to build, wow, I never felt that like that before. I feel it all up in here. And I said, because you have your hands moved forward instead of having your hands back under the shoulders, that's where you're going to get that upper body strength at. Over time, you're going to build that. Same thing with the men. Going to have you doing the squats, doing the lunges. Same thing with the women doing the lunges. You want to build the leg strength up because you're going to build the core up with the compound exercises, squat, deadlift. I even throw clean and press in there as well, you know, barbell or dumbbells. And you're going to keep hitting the push-ups every workout. That's what I recommend, to keep hitting push-ups every training day, every workout. Hit the push-ups, even in between sets. It doesn't even have to be chest day. If you have a chest day, you know, hit your push-ups in between sets. If it's a day of legs or shoulders, whatever body part it is, always do push-ups in between sets. Do not do push-ups at the end of the workout talking about this is a finisher. Do not do push-ups in the beginning of the workout for a warm-up. You know, push-ups is an exercise. It is not made for a warm-up exercise and a finisher. Push-ups are the foundation. Push-ups are the basics. You know, push-ups are one of those moves that you build strength with. You know, so that's push-ups on the knees. The same thing with incline push-ups. If this is another tip I like to throw out there as well. If you're having wrist issues, men and women, if you're having wrist issues, if you're doing push-ups, turn the wrist outward at a 45-degree angle. Turn them outward. And that right there will release some of the tension on the wrist. There are people out there that have wrist issues like carpal tunnel from doing a lot of typing. So turning your wrist outward will take some pressure off of the wrist when doing push-ups. Especially if you're doing them having your hand under the shoulders in the more strictful way. Because you're doing strict push-ups. Especially if you have a weak core, you're going to want to raise your hips. You're going to want to raise your butt in the air because your core is weaker. You have to keep the legs and the glutes and the core in one straight line as you're doing the push-ups. So like I said, when you have your legs in the 45-degree angle, okay, when you're in the push-up position on your knees, the legs, the glutes, and the back does not move. The only areas that's moving during the push-ups is your arms and the elbows for the hinges. That's it. The rest of your body should not be moving. The core should be tight. The glutes should be tight. Even the hamstrings should be tight as well. But you're really contracting that core, pushing power in your center of gravity down there. Okay, incline push-ups. Let's go into that. Much more easier position. Still can be hard for some people because of core and the legs. But your legs are going to be strong, but the core could be another issue. Okay? When you're doing incline push-ups, the upper body is going to be in control. The legs will be contracted as well, including the core. But it depends on the lever. Let's talk about the lever again. The lever, when you're doing incline push-ups, you want to move the body forward. You want to have the hands under the shoulders, if not just a slight bit lower. You know, and then you're going to execute your push-ups. You want your body at a 45-degree angle, one straight line, like a plank. Same deal. The only areas that's moving is your arms and the elbows for hinges. It's the only thing that's moving. You want to have your head up. You can look down with the eyes, but you want to have your head looking straight ahead. You know, if there's someone in front of you or you don't want to look forward to keep concentration, that's fine. You can look down, but have your head up. You know, this takes tension off of the spine, and it keeps your body in an upright position. Once you start looking down, your back is going to start hunching. It's going to start bothering your shoulders. Your back, upper back may have issues, may give you spinal problems over time. You always want to make sure your form is good. Form is number one with me. I am really critical on form. Very big, very critical. And then you can work on hand position. You know, you can go a little bit wider or closer, whichever one you prefer. Now, the incline push-up is another good area to take tension off the wrist if you're having wrist issues even on the ground. You know, turning your hands out at a 45-degree angle may not be foolproof. So when you do go incline, it takes some pressure off. But I do recommend to do both positions as an introduction to push-ups. Both. Now, when it comes to building the upper chest, you can put a little bit of, when you're doing full push-ups, let's get there next. When you think you're good at, you're comfortable with doing a full push-up, execute. The same way, you're already going to have the position down with your hands under your shoulders. Now the core is strengthened too as well. But it's going to come down to the legs now. The core is strengthened. It's going to come down to the glutes and the lower half. Your upper body strength is going to be there. The lower body strength is going to be there too. It's all about putting it all together for the body to work as one. And once you get that all figured out as one single plane, hitting your push-ups, come down easy. Take progressions at a time. You know, if you can't come all the way down yet, keep working at it. But you have the plank position now coming down about a quarter of the way or even halfway down. That right there is progress, huge progress for men and women. But I want to emphasize again that both positions are great. Both are effective and both should be used, even alternated in the same set. If you want to superset it, that's great, perfect. You know, anywhere, anytime you can do both progressions, you know. So I recommend that do both exercises every workout. On your rest days, rest, you know, rest, stretch, do active rest. If you want to go, if you go for a jog every day, by all means do that, you know. But definitely use both positions on building your push-up. I want to say thank you for everyone who's listening, everyone who stops by to listen to the podcast, get a little bit of knowledge, take it with you, and help you out on your journey, your quest journey, as I always say. There's always a quest within the journey. And everyone take it easy. Peace.